Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 1st, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's happening in the sidereal zodiac for October 1st to October 8th and beyond. We do have some potent astrological energy forming this week, so in my role as interpreter of celestial events, I shall strive to elucidate. First up, Mars is conjunct Venus this week. At the beginning of the week, the two planets are only 2 degrees apart. That's certainly close enough to be causing events. And then, on Tuesday, the Moon comes into position in Aquarius, directly opposite the Mars-Venus conjunction. The Moon is an activator for planetary patterns. The nearly full Moon pours lots of energy into the conjunction of the two gender planets, indicating a high potential for events, as well as elevated emotions. The result is a lot of heat, excitement, and passion. The exact conjunction of Mars and Venus is on Thursday, October 5th, at 25 degrees Leo. Even after that, while the two planets remain in close proximity, the energy of this combination will continue to have influence all through next weekend. Venus is the planet of harmony and agreement. Mars is the planet of aggression and combat. Obviously, their qualities are rather incompatible. Mars is the stronger planet, especially while in a sign it likes being in, Leo. Venus comes out on the short end of the stick, meaning harmony and agreement go out the window, resulting in forced agreements, rushed decisions, harsh advice, and exciting, violent entertainment. Oh yeah, the new Blade Runner movie hits theaters this week. Venus is also the money planet, the planet of value. What's it worth? Mars is the planet of action. So, action on the money. This has been manifesting as the federal government tackling tax reform. Note that Neptune, planet of fantasy, idealism, deception, and confusion, is still opposite to and therefore influencing the Venus-Mars combination. So, lots of idealism mixed with fantasy and deception for the tax reform sausage-making now going on Capitol Hill. The Mars-Venus planetary combination is a dominant energy all through this week and continues through the weekend until Venus separates from Mars by leaving Leo and entering Virgo on Monday, October 9th. But even though Venus escapes from Mars, which should improve the prospects for harmony, it actually doesn't quite work out that way this time. Virgo is Venus's sign of debilitation, meaning the planet doesn't function so well in this sign. Venus is love, and love, ideally, is unconditional. Virgo is the sign of details and analysis, a critical sign interested in perfection, so not the best place for the planet of romance. But Venus in Virgo does have some upsides. Venus is the planet of value. Virgo is the sign of discrimination, so discriminating value. In other words, holding financial matters to a higher standard. Thus, the Congress sausage-making on the tax reform will be getting a lot of examination. Venus, as the planet of the arts and entertainment, in Virgo, a sign with high standards, demands that the arts perform on a higher level. October's full moon is this week, on Thursday, October 5th, at 18 degrees Pisces. This marks the culmination of the Hindu lunar month Ashvina, named for the moon sign, considered good for starting things, except that, this year, the full moon is in the previous lunar sign, Ravati, which has a rather different energy, and is more about having sympathy for others' problems and being supportive of others. The sympathetic public response to the suffering going on in Puerto Rico is one good example. Note that this full moon has some other things going on with it. Mercury is nearly exactly opposite the full moon. Mercury is rational thinking. The moon is, well, full of emotions. In the opposition aspect, Mercury's rational quality gets defeated by the high emotional energy of the full moon. Simultaneously, this is the day that Mars and Venus are exactly conjunct. In other words, a lot of passion. So, you could say that Thursday is a day when things could get a little out of control. A rather problematic planetary pattern that has been forming over the past couple of weeks will be entering its critical stage during the first and second weeks of October. This is the mutual square aspect between Mars and Saturn. Mars is in the final degrees of Leo. Saturn is in the final degrees of Scorpio. Both of these are fixed signs, meaning they don't compromise easily. Over the coming days, these two planets are in a 90-degree angle to each other, the square aspect, as it's called, an arrangement known to cause tension and stress, and even crisis. Mars and Saturn have rather contradictory qualities. Mars is the planet of action. Saturn is the planet of delay. Mars is aggressive. Saturn is cautious. Mars is impulsive. Saturn is disciplined. Vedic astrology considers both of these planets to be natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. The established order, represented by Saturn, is threatened by the Mars aggression. The need for action that Mars demands is held back by the planet of delay and established structure. In general, it will be a time of stress and crisis, as if there hasn't been enough of that already. So, two natural malefic planets with severely contrasting natures in a problematic arrangement that lasts a couple of weeks until Mars changes signs, which happens on October 13th, when Mars will advance into Virgo. So how does this energy pattern affect individuals? It all depends on where the signs Leo and Scorpio are in your chart. For an outstanding illustration, we need look no further than one of my favorite specimen charts, the chart of Donald Trump. Mr. Trump is Leo rising, so that's where Mars has been transiting in his ascendant from August 26th until October 13th, making him even more impulsive and combative than usual. Meanwhile, Saturn in Scorpio has been transiting in his fourth house of stability and comfort. Now, here's the thing. Trump's natal moon is at 28 degrees Scorpio, meaning Saturn has been sitting on his natal moon and his natal Ketu, which lies next to it, for the past few months. This is not a fun thing. Now Mars moves into position to send a square aspect to his natal moon while Saturn is still there causing problems. A Scorpio moon is especially sensitive and prickly anyway, so having his moon simultaneously assaulted by two natural malefic planets is an especially trying time for the still-wet-behind-the-ears president. It's not a pretty picture, and we shall all get to witness what happens. Okay, so things looks like it'll be a bit stressful for a couple of weeks. But then the planets will move, and the energy will change. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, and you want to not be plagued by annoying YouTube ads, please consider visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.